Okay, today's daf is daf chav ches. So we got to the bottom of chav zayin amud beis. The new mishnah begins as follows. This is the last daf of the perek. The mishnah says, "Amar Rabbi Zecharia ben Akatzav Hamaon Azeh." And Rashi, that's the lashon of Yeshua. Lo zaza yada mitoch yadai. He's referring to his wife. He was a kohen. His wife lo zaza yada mitoch yadai misha shenichlas over the kocham nishlaim. The moment that the goyim entered into Yishlaim, my wife did not leave my side. V'yad shiatsu until they left. Amrulo ein eldam me'ed al asma. A person may not testify about himself and his wife, and therefore, even though you're of course a great tzaddik, we can't trust you. Your wife is also to you because you're a kohen. So Gemara says, Tanya v'yafa pikein yichelo bais b'chatzera. Even though he himself knew that nothing had happened, so nonetheless he had to have her designate a separate house in the chatzera. Uchshi yotze yotze b'rosh b'nei, and when she'd walk out, she'd walk with all her children. Uchshi nichneses nichneses b'sof b'nei, and when she'd come in, her children would be first, she'd be last, in order to avoid any situations of yichud. So the Gemara says, "Bay abay maulas as begusha came. Would this be allowed with respect to gusha? Lagabe shvuya. So they're living in the same chatzer and they avoid any types of yichud, but they were not allowed to be with each other because of the din of shvuya. What would happen if they got divorced? What would the din be if they got divorced? Could live in the same chatzer? So bay abay maulas as begusha kein hasam hu de beshvuya hekilu by shvuya. We're more makel and they could live in the same chatzer. Aval hachalo here. Maybe we shouldn't allow for this. Gemara says, "Oh, demalosha. Maybe there's no difference." So what's the halacha legabe gusha? So the Gemara says, Tashma de Tanya hamegarish is ishto, lo tinase bishchunaso. Rashi explains here, lo tinase bishchunaso, lo lefisha makira bermizosa v'kritosa. They know how to use sign language or more. They flirt with each other. They know how to signal to each other. Shema yivoli de avera. So therefore, they should not live in the same shchuna, the same literally neighborhood. And then the Gemara says on top of Chavches, v'im haya kohen, if that's in general, and if the person's a kohen, and his wife's a grusha, lo sidor imo b'mavoy. And Rashi says, v'im haya kohen, v'afilo lo nisei. So the first case is that if she is a grusha, Yisrael and a grusha, and she gets remarried, if she's not remarried, they could live in the same courtyard, because they could get remarried if they wanted to. But if this woman married somebody else, so then they cannot live in the same shchuna. But if it's a kohen and his own grusha, we know he can never remarry even his own grusha, even if she doesn't marry someone in between. So then, im haya kohen, says the Gemara, the din should be lo tador imo b'mavoy. They can't be in the same mavoy even, which is a larger area. So the Gemara then says, im haya kfar katan, if there's a small village, zaya maisa, that happened once a maisa like this, v'amru kfar katan nidon kishchuna, that's viewed as a shchuna, even though kfar might be a little bit of an area, but it's not so populated, so therefore it's called a shchuna, whereby a person, an ex-husband and his grusha, if she gets remarried, may not live in the same kfar. Now the question becomes, mi nidcha mipnei mi? Who's going to push off because of who? In other words, let's say they both lived in the same courtyard, they wanted to live here, so who's going to have to leave? Who's forced to leave? So Gemara says, Tashma, the Tanya, the Braisa teaches us that he nidches mipanav v'ein hu nidcha mipaneh. She gets kicked out and he gets to stay and he does not get kicked out in the face of her. If, however, it's really her courtyard, she's really she has a property there and he wants to stay in her courtyard, then he nidche mipaneh, rather hu nidcha mipaneh, he gets pushed off because of her. If she has the bailis in the chatzer, he gets thrown out. But if they're equal, if it's neutral, then he has the upper hand. He gets to stay, and she has to leave. So Gemara says, "Ibaylu ha'isa chatzer shel shneima." But let's say they both own a house in the courtyard. So what's the din? So Gemara says, "Tashma, he nidcheis mipanav b'mayiskinan. He gets pushed off because of her. What's the case there? Ilema b'chatzer shelo pshita. If he's the owner of the chatzer, rather he has a bailus and she doesn't. Certainly, he has rights and she has to leave." Vela b'chatzah shula, if it's her chatzah, we said, hatane im ha'isa chatzah shula, hu nitcha mipaneh, but if it's her chatzah, he has to leave. So what's the case? El lav kia gavna, is it not a situation where they both have ownership of a house in that property, and the din is that she has to leave and he gets to stay? Whereas, how do you know? How do you know this Bryce is a situation where they both own a house? Dilma de agir migar, maybe they're both renting a house, but there's no riot if they both own a house, maybe they both could stay. So my havile, what's the bottom line? If they both own a house in the chatzer, who gets to stay? Who has to leave? And the Gemara says, Tashma quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, "Hinei Hashem mitaltecha taltela gever." The din is that the movement of a man is very difficult for a man to move. The Amar Rav tiltule de gavra kashin midi'irtisa. That's harder for a man to move than it is for a woman. A man to have to readjust to community is much more difficult. It goes to shul and finds new friends. Women are perhaps more private. They stay in the house. It's easier, the Gemara tells us, based on this pasuk, and therefore she leaves and he gets to stay, even if they both own a house in that particular property.
But the husband has to leave. The new husband has to leave also.
In a chanami. Yeah.
In
a chanami. But it's a situation where she owns the house and the husband moves into her house, I guess.
Right.
He wasn't living there.
He doesn't discuss if the new husband has a house.
That's a different situation then. Right. So then the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan lo vehi matnu b'nichsei avia. Let's say the husband, now the ex-husband, he had borrowed money from the ex-father-in-law. Einon nifres ela ayidei acher. So he can't get paid ayidei acher. We don't want there to be any intermingling. So Rashi says, b'nichsei avia. So the Kohen is married. He borrowed money from his father-in-law's property. They get divorced. We don't want there to be any intermingling, so they can't deal with, even if there's any loan taking place there, that they can't directly deal with each other. If they both come, the Kohen and the Grusha come to Bezin, they have a din Torah together. We don't deal with the bezin until there's a shliach representing the sides. We don't deal with it. And Rav Papa Amar Shemoti Mishamtinan Lahu. Not only that, but we give them place of excommunication for trying to deal in business with each other. And Rav Huna Bred of Yeshua Amar Negudei Nami Minagdin Lahu. We also give them malchus for doing this. We have to stay far away from each other because the Kohen and Grusha, who once knew each other and they're going to start dealing in business, who knows what it might lead to. So Amr of Nachman Tana Ba'avil Rabasi. There's a brisa, Rashi says, referring to, I think he says, Maseches Smachos. So it's called Maseches Smachos, found at the end of Maseches of Avodah Zarah. But Devar Mamur, when is this all true? Shenis Garsha Minenusun. When do we have all these restrictions that they can't deal with each other in business? Only if they got married and then divorced from marriage. However, Aval Mishkishenis Garsha Minenusun, if they were divorced only after being engaged, Nifras Ayyide Asma, they can actually deal with each other, they could deal with business. Shane Libo Gaspa, since they only had Erison, they were never so comfortable with each other, were not so concerned with something happening with the Kohen and the Grusha from the Erison. But if there was already Nisuin and they had been comfortable with each other, then that's the only time there would be any concerns here. So Gemara then says, Hahu Aris Arusasa, the Osla Kame de Rafa. Once an Aris in Arusa, and Rashi says he's referring to an Aris who was a Kohen. So they got divorced, and then they came, the Yosef Rav Ada, they came to the Kameh de Rava, and Yosef Rav Ada Bar Masa Kameh, and Rav Ada was observing this Din Torah, and Oki Rava Shlucha Ben Tayu, and Rava appointed a representative between the two of them, so they shouldn't have to do with each other directly. Amar Le Rav Ada Bar Masa, V'Hamar Rav Nachman Tana Bava Rabasi V'Chule, that's only true if it was a Gerushin from Nisuan, but these were only Aris Varusas, so they're only engaged. So why do you have to have a shliach? They could talk with each other directly. Amalei kachazin and the kagaisi b'hadad. I see that they're communicating. I see that they're flirting with each other. You're right, there's only erusin here, but since they're flirting with each other already, I'm concerned. Ikadami, others say, lo oki rava shliach bin tayu. The others say, no, rava did not give them a shliach. They did not have a representative. Since they're only had erusin, there's no chashash. So then Amalei rav ad the barmasa, he challenges rava. He says, nekem mar shlucha bin tayu. So shouldn't you have a representative between the two? They shouldn't converse with each other. Amalei vaha amar rav nachman tanabav rabasi. It's only true when there is marriage, but they were never married. They only had erusin. What's the chashash? So Amalei, honey, mila hecha de logaisi bahadadi. Rav Ada says it's only true if they don't know each other well, if they're not conversing, if they're not flirting with each other. About honey, kachazin alahu, we see that the gaisi bahadadi, they had this relationship with each other. So even though there is only erusin, we should still be choshesh, and you should appoint a shliach to represent the two different sides. The new Mishnah tells us now, ve'elu nemanim, lahayr begolan mashiro bekotnam. That the following are cases whereby a gadol could testify about what he saw when he was a minor. So what does that mean? What are the examples? Neman adam lomar zek sav yado shel aba. A person could say that I know this is my father's signature. I know when I was 10 he had signed it, but I'm 20 now and that was his signature. Vizek sav yado shel rebbe, he recognizes rebbe's signature. Vizek sav yado shel achi, he remembers his brother's signature. Zachayisi beplonish shiyatsa behenuma rosh parua. I remember that this girl, when I was a little boy, I went to her chasana and she got married. Her hair was uncovered. Shahaya ish ploni yotze mi beis hasefer litvo lechel b'truma. I remember that boy came out of shul or yeshiva, and his father took him to the mikvah to eat truma. V'shaya cholek imanu al goron, and he gave him truma in the field. V'amokum hazeh beis hapras, and this was a beis hapras, which is a safek beis kvaros, whether it's a tumah midir banan. And v'ad kan hayinu ban b'shabbos, and I remember this was the limit where you could walk. You can walk beyond this place of tchum and shabbos. Those are all situations where he can testify, but what he observed when he was little. Aval ein adam ne'eman lomar derech haya l'ploni b'makom hazeh. Person can say, you can't go to a guy's yard and say, I remember your yard. There's actually used to be a highway here. And then in this road that used to be in the middle of your field, there used to be maspid people there that b'makom hazeh. I made a maspid haya l'ploni b'makom hazeh. You can't say that because in essence you're trying to take away a person's property from him to say that this was a public road. That much a person couldn't do. And the Gemara is going to explain each of these lines, why we trust and why we don't trust a gadol in his what he saw when he was younger. Now, before we go through the Gemara, look at Tosfos for a second. Interesting Tosfos. Dibur maschil elu ne'manim lahayid begodla mashiro bekotna. Person's trusted when he's older to say what he saw when he was younger. So mashma the bekotna lo mehemanim afilu midirbanim. But to testify while he's still a katan, that would not be allowed, even if the halacha would only be a din derbanim. And yet we only trust him when he's a gadol, but not when he's a katan. The kasha l'riva, he points out the Gemara Pesachim Daf Dalad, the ne'emanim al bedikas chamet afil nashim avadim vaktanim. And there's a situation whereby we do trust a katan even when he's still a katan. And asks Gemara parach midim meshasha isbu, the meshani hol bedikas chamet derabanan hemnu rabanan bederabanan. So since that's a din bederabanan bedikas chamet, we can trust the katan. So how come there we trust the katan, but here we don't trust the katan until he's a gadol? When it comes to the world of Nemanis, when something has biyado, when something's in the power of a person to accomplish something, that gives him greater belief, greater Nemanis. So in the world of Bidikas Chametz, it's in the hands of the katan if he wants to clean the house. So that gives him greater power. In this situation, nothing is biyado. He's talking about his father's signature, his Rebbe's signature. It's not biyado, and therefore his nemanis is weaker, so we only trust for him to testify when he's older what he had seen when he was younger. That's the distinction according to Tosfos. Now the Gemara wants to know, why do we have to give all these examples of the signature of his father, of his Rebbe, and his brother? So Gemara says, Amar v'huna b'rei de Yeshua v'hu sheish gadol imo. It's not sufficient that he testifies on his own. He has to have a partner with him. There must be another gadol along with him who's accompanying his edus, that what he had saw when he was younger. And then the Gemara says, v'tzricha, you need all the cases in the Mishnah. Because diash me'idan aviv, if we study that he only trusts in the gabi his father, that much we could understand. V'shem neshchich gaveh. He probably saw his father sign many signatures in his life, so he's able to see it. About to recognize about Rabbo Lo, but how often did he see his Rebbe sign a shtar? V'yash me'idan Rabbo, v'shem de Islay a masa de Rabbi. Maybe by his Rebbe, whenever he was in the presence of his Rebbe, he was very nervous, he was very fearful of his Rebbe, and he was always focused, therefore. So maybe he recognized his Rebbe's signature, even though it wasn't so frequent, but again, that focus that was necessary, that was there, gave him the ability to recognize it. Aviv Lo, but by his father, things were a little bit lighter and more comfortable. Maybe he didn't pay attention so much by his father's signature. Kamash, when we trust both signatures. V'yashmin and Hanitarti, these two, Aviv the Shchiyak Aveh, Rabbo the Islay Emase, we trust him, Lagabe, his father's signature, because he was always by his father, his Rebbe, because the fear his Rebbe instilled in him, Aval Achiv the Leslay Lo Havaloha Emalo, but maybe by the brother, his brother didn't instill fear in him, his brother wasn't always by his brother, so maybe we shouldn't trust him, Lagabe, his brother's signature, Kamash Malon, Kavan, the Kim Sharos is only Midirbanan, Hemnu, Rabbanan, Midirbanan. Since the whole concept of the Mekai Mishtar is only a Dirbanan level, we can make a Lagabe Kotan, even though he wasn't perhaps so often by his brother and didn't have the fear, it's still the threshold of what's necessary is much lower when it comes to a din derabanan. Now Rashi says, why is there only a din derabanan of kim shtaros? So Rashi says, kim shtaros is only midirabanan, the midiraisa, lo ba'inan kim, you don't have to certify a shtar. The Amar Reish Lakish, edim hachasumim al hashtar, nase kimisha nechkara edusan bebezin. The very signatures on a shtar, that itself is Ki'ilu went through Bezin, Ki'ilu Bezin certified it, and that's sufficient on a deraisa level. Chacham said that we still want you to certify it by matching up, by bringing Edim to make sure that these signatures are good, but even without that on a deraisa level, the signatures themselves on the shtar really is sufficient. And since this whole concept is Derbanan, we're able to be makel to allow even a gadol to testify about what he had seen when he was a katan. So now the Gemara is going to go through each stage of the Mishnah, almost each stage of the Mishnah. Zachayisi beplonis shiyatsa behemenuma v'reush beharua. I remember that this lady, she went out there, she was a basula, she went out with her hair uncovered, she deserves a masayim 200 in her ksuba. So my taima, the kaven derov nashim basulos nises grili milsa ba'almahu. It's not really testimony. Most women, the rov dictates that most women are basulos and deserve a ksuba of masayim. So the fact that he testifies, it just adds a little bit more nemanis to the situation, but we're not entirely relying on this particular person. That's why we trust him in this world. And then Shahaya each ploni yotzim beis hasefer l'tvel lecha b'tshuma. He remembers that this friend of his would leave yeshiva to go to the mikvah and eat tshuma. Ask Limar, we saw this a few days ago, a similar question. Dilma Eved Kohen Haya. Maybe he was an Eved Kohen. An Eved Kohen also, if Eved's owned by Kohen, he could also eat Chuma. Just because a person eats Chuma does not mean that he's a Kohen. It could be an Eved Kohen. Gemara says, can't be. Because Messiah Leila Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Dama Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, also La'odim Shi'ilamin is Avdo Torah. You can't teach a Eved Kanani Torah. So the fact that he remembers not only went to the mikvah, but he came from Beis Sefer, he came from Yeshiva. That is the one that tips us off. It can't be an Eved. He must therefore be a Kohen, a true Kohen, and that's why he eats Chuma. That Nemanis is allowed. Gemara says, Velo, you can't teach an Eved Kanani Torah. Vatani, the Baisa says, Lo Manu Rabbo, Oshaso Rabbo Apotropos. If, let's say, the Eved Kanani borrows money from his Rav, or the Rav appoints an Apotropos, and he's the one handling all, managing all the properties, Oshaniach Tfilin Bifnei Rabbo, or places Tfilin in the presence of his master. Osha Kara Shlosha Psukim in Beit Kesset, or he learns, he recites three Psukim in the Shul, Hareza lo Yotze Lecheris, he doesn't go to Cheris. What comes out from all this, however, he can learn. He learned three Psukim in the Shul. So we see that you can teach a Eved Kanani Torah. And Gemara says, no, that's not a Raya you could teach him. Hasam Dikre Aved Midaita. That's where he learned on his own. He was able to learn how to read and read Psukim. But that wasn't where the Rav was teaching him. Ki Kamrin, when we had said the Kanagbe Minag Banim, we had said that yes, on his own, the Eved Kanani can do what he wants, but for the master to treat him like his own son and to bring him to yeshiva and all that, that much the Rav's not allowed to do. So from the fact that this memory was that this boy was taken from Beis Sefer, it could not have been an Eved Kanani, it must have been the son, it must have been a Kohen himself, and that's the Raya. So then the Gemara says, Litpo lecha b'tshuma, let's be referring to b'tshuma midirabanan. Rashi says, what's tshuma midirabanan? Two cases. Tshuma midirabanan is either kigon tshumas chutz la'aretz, or peris hamninu lahani lachila alpiyam. So, or fruit, because Rashi holds that only the gancha tirosh chaviyitzarcha, which is five grains, olives and grapes, those are only chayiv midiraisa in Eretz Yisrael. All other peris are chayiv tshuma only midirabanan. So these are two cases of tshuma midirabanan, either chutz la'aretz or shar peros. And since it's only tshuma midirabanan, we can be makel to trust a person, a gadol, what he had seen when he's a katan, because it's only a din dirabanan. So then the Gemara says, "Vashahaya cholik imanu ahagaren," that they would divvy out the tshuma in the field. The Dilma Eved Kohen, who maybe the Eved was a Kohen, that's why he was receiving tshuma. How do you know he was a Kohen himself? Gemara says, "Kaman damer ein cholkin tshuma leEved elam kein rabo imo." We do not give tshuma to a Eved in the field unless his master is with him. So the fact that you only remember the boy standing by himself and no older person was with him, must be that he must be a Kohen, not the Eved Kohen. The Tani, the Baisa says, Ein cholkin b'tshuma le'eved elam kein rabo imo divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi Omer yachal hu shiomar, he could say, what do you mean? The Eved can actually collect. He said, Im Kohen ani tenu li b'shul atzmi. If I'm a Kohen, give because of me. Im Eved Kohen ani tenu li b'shul Rabbi, give me because of my Rabbi. So he thinks that Eved actually can collect, but we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Komum Shah Rabbi Yehuda, Hayumala Mitshuma Li Yuchsin, in this area of the city of Yehuda, you can be mala from Tshuma to Yuchsin. In other words, that if you see a person, you testify that person was receiving Tshuma in the field, you assume only, since Rabbi Yehuda held, only a Kohen could get Tshuma in the field, not an Eved. So if I saw a person getting Tshuma in the field, must be he got good Yichas, you could mala from Tshuma to Yichas. But Memkomo Shah Rabbi Yossi, Yossi was Makel, that you could even give an Eved Kanani Tshuma in the field, then lo you mala Mitshuma Li Yuchsin, you cannot take from a person who ate chuma doesn't mean he has yichas, because even an Eved Kohen could receive chuma in the fields. So that becomes an important afkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Tani, the Braisa, says further that Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, from my entire life, lo hadaisi dosi pama, I didn't give any testimony. Pamachas hadosi, one time I gave testimony, vehelu Eved lakuna alpi, and then one time I gave testimony, and based on my testimony, they made an Eved a Kohen. Gemara says, "Hello, the mamish mein eved a kohen based on your testimony." Saka daitach hasha ma behemtam shel tzadikim ein a kadosh baruch hu maybe takala yadam. We don't even the animals of a tzaddik. We don't let any takala happen to them. Tzadikim atzman lo koshiken. So we allow Rabbi Elazar himself to be involved in some aver that he made an eved into a kohen. Certainly not. Ella, what he meant to say was, Bikshu lahalos Evid lakuna alpi. They wanted to, based on my testimony, say that this Evid make him a Kohen, but in the end it didn't work out. Chazab asad bi Yossi, v'azal asad b'asad bi Yehuda. He saw this in Rabbi Yossi's area, that he said this person was receiving a chuma, where Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to give an Evid chuma in the fields, and he testified in Rabbi Yehuda. So he said, oh, must be, if you saw him in the granos, he must be a Kohen. He says, no, I didn't see this here. I saw this in Rabbi Yossi's Malkum, and there the halacha actually is that the Eved can receive Chuma in the Goren, so they didn't actually appoint him a Kohen, but that almost happened based on the confusion of the different places. Gemara then says further, Shemalkum hazeh beis haprasu, that we could trust the Katan to say that this was an area that was a beis hapras, which was a cemetery that had been plowed over, which is only Tameh midirabanam, beis kraus midirabanam. So my time a beis hapras midirabanam, why is that? Because it's only a dirabanam. A person could kind of blow out of the way any chips of bones that might be there, and you could walk through, a Kohen could walk through, or anyone could walk through, not concerned of any tumah. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, you just explain, Beis HaPras is an area, HaChorish Es HaKever, the cemetery that's plowed over, HaReza Ose Beis HaPras Mea Ama, Shekach Shiro Shemachrisha Molecha Sat Asmos HaMes, it now becomes a whole distance of 100 Ama, that's how far a plow could take the bones of the dead body. The Dilma Naga, oh, hisit hamalech boas etzem, person might touch it or move it, where he's walking through the area, a etzem kisora, a bone the size of a barley, shematame b'magav masa. That's called, it's going to make a person tame, either by touching or by lifting or by moving. So that's, he could blow, move any piece that might be there, he could blow and walk through, because any of the chips might be there, you could blow away easily, and that we could trust him, that this is a tumma midirabanan. And then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ami Mishmei de Rabbi Yehuda Amar Beis HaPras Shenidash Tar. He holds the Beis HaPras that was trampled over, that people walk through, that actually would be mutter now to walk through Tar, my timea. If a person trampled over it, and you see that there's a walkway, it's impossible that every etzem sar was not crushed, meaning anything left over must have been crushed, and we're not choshish there of any etzem sar being left by, and there's no tuma concern anymore. And then the Gemara says, "V'ad kan hayinu ba'an b'Shabbos." We also trust them to say this is a tchum Shabbos, k'savar tchum midirabanan. That's why we trust the gadol to say what he saw when he was a katan. But if you assume tchumim is deraisa, like Rabbi Kiva Shita, then we would not trust this person. And then the Gemara says, "What's the case that we don't trust him?" V'ein neman lomar derech hayel aploni b'makom hazeh. Ma'amin mespid hayel aploni b'makom hazeh. We don't trust the person to say, "Oh, in your field, there actually used to be a road here, and they're trying to take the road away from this person's field." We don't trust in my time afuke mamona lo mafkinen. We don't trust this person to be motzi mamon. That much we won't go. That much we won't do. That's already too much. So the Gemara then says, "Tanir abanam neman atinok lomar." A child is believed to say, Kach amar li abba, my father told me, mishpacha zu tahora, mishpacha zu tmeya. That this family is tahor, this family is tameh. So Gemara doesn't like the usage of words tmeya and tahora. Tahora, but tmeya sakadaitach, that they're tameh, that you know the family is always tameh mace, and this family is never tameh mace. That's not the right word to use. Ella, what he means to say is mishpacha zu ksheira, mishpacha zu psula. That this family's got good yichus, and this family does not have good yichus. We'll see what that means in a second. The case of Ksatsa, the situation where a person had married out, and we'll see what Ksatsa is, but wait till the end. V'shahinu molichin chala, they would give chala to this person. Umatanos laploni kohen, ay de atzma v'lo ay de acher, that he remembers that his father, his family, would give chuman chala to this family, only if it was within the family. But if he saw someone else, a neighbor giving, that wouldn't be good enough because he wasn't aware of the situation. It was too distant from him to testify about what he had seen. But if it was within his family, had given to this particular person chuman chala, we would trust that he's a Kohen. The Kulan, all of these cases that we trust the Katan, it becomes a Gadol, im haya ovid kochavim v'nizgayer, or eved v'nishtachver ein ne'manim. That if a eved who now converts, or a goy that converts, either one, a goy that converts, or an eved becomes free, we wouldn't trust them to say what they had seen when they were an eved or when they were a goy. Vein neman lomar, we don't trust the person either to say hayel aploni b'makom hazeh ma'imin mispeda, just like we saw earlier, hayel aploni b'makom hazeh. So the Gemara then says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brok omer nemanim, we do trust. So it's unclear what he says we trust. Which comment is he going on? So ask the Gemara, when we do trust the person, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Ahai, which ones is he referring to? Ilema Seifa, on the last case where we say a person is not trusted, to say there used to be a derech here of Mispeda, and which cuts right through your field. We don't trust him. Rabbi Yochanan says we do trust him. How would that make sense? Afuka Mamonahu, would he let you be Motzi Mamon based on the testimony of a child? Certainly not. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka must be going on an earlier part of the Brisa, which is what? El Aresha, where it says, V'chulam im haya ovid kochavim v'nisgayer. Eved v'nishtachver ein nemanim. Where the Tanakhama said, a goy that converted or an eved that was freed, we don't trust the testimony about what they had seen when they were still a goy or still an eved. But Rabbi Yochanan argues in that, says, Ben Broka omer nemanim. We actually do trust. A ger can testify about what he saw when he was a goy. A free person could say what he had seen when he was a eved. Why? What's the difference? My kamifki. What's my chalokas here? The Tanakhama savar kevin dovik kachavim hu lahavadayik. At the time, he was a goy. He wasn't paying attention to different things. He just was a different focus in life. So just because he's a Jew now doesn't mean we could trust what he saw when he was a goy. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka has an interesting understanding. He says no. Savar kevin the daite la gure made the kavadayik. Since the goy had intentions eventually to convert, so therefore, he would be trusted. And that's only true if he had machshavas to convert. But let's say he had no machshavas to convert until later on in life, seemingly this wouldn't be trusted. Only if he testifies about something he had seen while he already had machshavas to convert, then he already is considered medayik enough, and we could trust him even after he converts. So the Gemara then says, my ketzatza, we had this line in the beginning of the Braisa, that person in Katan could say, I remember there was a ketzatza here, a bas ploni to ploni. What's ketzatza mean? So the Gemara explains, the Tani Rabbanam, ketzat ketzatza, what exactly is ketzatza? One of the brothers, a sibling, married someone who wasn't fit for her. Rashi doesn't give an example. And someone who was outside of the family and lack of, didn't have proper yichus, maybe a mamzeres of some sort. So ban b'nei mishpacha, the family gets together. They brought a barrel of fruit. They went to the middle of the street and they broke the barrel of fruit and all the fruit started rolling all over the place. And they said, Achenu beis Yisrael, our brothers, Shimu, pay attention, because we have Achenu plon, we have a brother, Nasa Isha Shehu Einahu Geneslo, he married a woman who's not fit for him, it could be according to Gusha, let's say. Umisirai Manu, we're concerned, Shema Yisarev Zaru Bezarenu, we're concerned people might think that their child might mix amongst our children are kosher, his children won't be kosher. Bo Vikulachem Dugma Ladoris, take for this as an example for generations, Shal Yisarev Zaru Bezarenu, let it be known that his children should not intermingle with our children. They broke the barrel. That's a ktsatsa. That's what he remembered when his young boy. Remember that this happened, this event in the street about this bas ploni to that person, and that he'll be trusted about as well. Okay, Mirtzah Hashem, we will start the third parak tomorrow.